proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me today. Some of you may know that IBJM publishes a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. If you do not receive this magazine, I encourage you to contact us here at IBJM to subscribe or obtain a sample copy. Recently, one of the issues of the magazine dealt with the important topic of biblical foundations for Jewish missions. In it, we featured a great article on the important doctrine of the coming king. Today's program is part two of the study. I pray that this will be a blessing to you. God's glorious word reveals his plan of redemption for his creation. This, of course, is through Jesus, the promised Messiah. And upon a close examination, the Messiah of Isaiah's prophecy is presented as both a suffering servant and a glorious king. By comparing scripture with scripture, we see the Messiah as one divine person with two distinct missions and comings. The promised Messiah would be rejected at his first coming, Isaiah 53, while at his second coming, he would be accepted, Isaiah 11, verse 10, for example. Only one person could fulfill this description, as Jesus. When Jesus began his earthly ministry at his baptism, a voice from heaven sounded, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." This statement confirmed the Messiah's two comings. The beloved Son is referring to the royal king of Psalm 2, verse 7. The phrase, "in whom God was pleased," is referring to the suffering servant mentioned in Isaiah 42, verse 1. Let's look now at the messianic branch. Isaiah prophesied the coming king in an unexpected way. It says in Isaiah 11, 1, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." This refers to David's lineage in humble beginnings before becoming Israel's king. Even so, the Messiah would come as a branch from humble beginnings, according to Micah 5, 2. The Hebrew word for branch is netzer, meaning shoot. This gives great meaning to the word Nazareth, in Hebrew say netzeret, the hometown of Jesus. As a branch is insignificant to most, even so Jesus of Nazareth was considered insignificant. Remember the phrase, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" According to the scriptures, the Messiah would appear as the Davidic line appeared to be dried up. He would be characterized by fullness of the Spirit of the Lord, righteousness and faithfulness. His future kingdom would be characterized by justice and peace. This is found in Isaiah 11. Yet the mission of the Messiah would be to call a remnant unto himself consisting of both Jew and Gentile. Isaiah continues his prophecy in this chapter, "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious." The Messiah from the royal line of David will be the desire of nations as they follow his ensign. Well, now, what is the ensign of the Messiah? Well, the Hebrew word for ensign is also used for pole used by Moses to display the bronze serpent during the plague upon the children of Israel found in Numbers chapter 21. Those who looked by faith upon it were healed. These passages reveal the two comings of the Messiah. The angel Gabriel proclaimed that Jesus would take the throne of David as the Messiah king. But before Jesus would take the throne, he will fulfill his redemptive mission as the suffering servant. He told Nicodemus in John 3, "As the serpent was lifted up in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." Just as the people looked to the serpent on the pole for healing, even so those who look to Jesus, who was lifted up on the cross, will be healed from sin. By trusting in Jesus, the Messiah, we receive the benefits of his first and second coming through the gift of eternal life. The identity of the coming king is critical to the foundation of Jewish missions and carries eternal consequences. One day, every knee will bow before Jesus, the Messiah king. As we wait for his return, we are called to believe and proclaim the good news of salvation. This is good news to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. I want to thank you for tuning in today to this program as we discuss the important subject of the coming king. This concludes our second part of our study of this biblical truth. Again, this was from an article recently published by IBJM in the quarterly magazine, The Everlasting Nation. If you'd like to obtain your copy of this magazine or desire to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And now, as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.